Okay. DOE back in session. We're going to call, this is not, is VOE 377 one of the ones we were talking about a second ago?
No.
That's Blue Hill down 60, okay, 68.
If you'll look at this sheet, you can see at a glance what's a nightly rental and what's a
gotcha.
Low income.
377,
380, both in person.
Oh, those are in person. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
They're low income.
So teleconference, Blue, the Chateau Mountain, that's the one we're, okay. All right, I'm going to call them.
And they go over onto page 4.
Hi, Dave. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. Is now a good time?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I know we've got you in the calendar this afternoon. Now, if my panel members have reminded me, I think this is one that we had in front of us before and was continued maybe. Is this?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Here's what I think on BOE 65 was another. There are some properties that you own yourself, and then there's properties that you own with a partner.
That's correct. The properties I own with a partner is Above It All Ventures, LLC. And last week, we concluded that the taxes will stay the same, but we'll get the 25-75 ratio on Unit 34, which is our biggest unit.
Okay. Well, here's how we are going to do that, okay? We're going to have to modify that prior decision based on how we're going to do these, and I'm going to explain to you what we're going to be doing on this. But as to the ones, it's my understanding you own, it's BOE 68, 69, and 70, all Blue Hill at Chateau Mountain. They look to be the same valuation. You personally own those, so we're going to give you whichever one you designate your 25-75. However, in order to make it fair to other people, if you own the other properties 50-50 with your partner, your half would be still commercial. In other words, that's consistent with what we've done with the other. And then his half we would give that break to. And it'll change that property as to how it's taxed.
I don't know why you do it that way, though, due to the fact that the Above It All Ventures, which my partner and I are co-owners, the largest unit was agreed to be 25-75.
Okay, well, go ahead. Hold on just one second. Our panel member has a question.
After looking at your valuations or the appraised value of the Blue Hill properties, you're better off just keeping the original value.
Yeah, but then all these would be 100%.
Yeah, he wants to be 100% because you look at the above it all ventures, your appraised value is $954,000. Still 50% of that is $470,000.
Yeah.
So you're better off just leaving it the way it is and letting us rule or withdrawing your appeal on the other three properties.
Yeah, I mean, we can still keep the other one, but I've just given you the option. If you wanted to have one of these, we would have to take. In other words, we want to give you the break and we want to give him the break, but if we give you the break on one property, your interest in the other one is going to be 100% commercial. That's the same way we do.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. Yeah. Okay, I get it. And let me just make a comment. I know the original conversation when I stood in front of the board is some people try to play the game of setting up these LLCs.
Yeah.
But the cost of setting up an LLC and the CPA management, all that, the cost far outweighs this.
Well, we don't think you're doing that. We appreciate that you being above board. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Let's just go your way and.
Okay. So we'd leave.
So we're gonna withdraw these.
We would deny. Well, I'm sorry. What?
So does he just want to withdraw these?
Do you want to withdraw those three and just leave them the way they are? Or do you want us to go ahead and rule that they're commercial?
Let's just leave everything as is. We'll do the 25, 75 for the Above It All Ventures, and then we'll just leave Chateau Mountain alone.
Okay, so you'd withdraw BOE 3 or 68, 69, and 70.
Here's
what I tell people. If you're interested in appealing to the State Tax Commission our decision, then you need us to go ahead and rule. If you're not planning on doing that, then there's, I don't know the harm in withdrawing it. So.
Okay. Then let me reverse that. Let me follow your ruling that you initially started, where I'll get a little benefit on Chateau Mountain and a little and 50% benefit on Above It All Ventures.
That's not
that way.
What we're saying is, if you want to leave, the other one is a high value property, and I guess one of the panel members was indicating was that if you leave that on there, it's probably works out better for you than to try to do a mixed use on one of these Blue Hill at Chateau Mountains, and then we apply the mixed use to your partner's half of the Chateau Mountain, because your half is going to be 50%. I mean, that your 50% of that property is going to be 100% commercial.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's just follow your ruling, that original ruling, then.
And you want to withdraw these three, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that. Okay.
Thank you. Hey, you guys, thanks for your time, and I know you're all in a tough situation because everyone's clawing at you.
We appreciate your appreciation. Take care.
And I know the pay is not the best.
Pay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, BOE 87. Is this also one of the ones we continued for this? Is this also one we continued because they
have? I don't recognize the name.
David and Terry, you looked at their land. They were supposed to get you comps because they didn't like, and they have a road easement. If you remember, I brought you the paperwork for the road easement, and in the new picture for 25, from the air, you can see loads of roads cut through it. Like maybe they're doing, somebody's riding four wheelers.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't see it in this beacon right now because right now the 25's not showing.
But I think, aren't these the elderly couple that don't even get out? I mean, if somebody's cut, is this?
Oh, this is over by the
Salem Road. I am not elderly.
This is 60. And
well, these guys had.
I know.
These guys had a.
David was the barber at Chick's, I think. And
well, I'm not going to talk about it over the internet, but I think that they have some.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I don't even know that they know there's roads on it, if there are. It's my perception. Maybe they do. But in any event, it's a question of whether or not the property is, you put it, it's a Branson School District, you put it at that, how much an acre?
$43.56 an acre, or 10 cents a square foot.
And this particular property has got ravines, and
again,
it has a lot of property in Taney County, does. So I guess it was a question of, you said that they were possibly provide comps?
I gave you this. They were supposed to bring you comps.
Do you have?
This is the road easement.
The road easement that goes to it?
Yeah, it's got a 40-foot road easement.
So it's not landlocked, in other words?
It is not.
Well, that goes right through the middle of it, it looks like.
Well, it's on that edge, and you see the development next to it, if Jennifer didn't have that in front of you.
So that's that trailer park.
Trailer park, that's, yeah, that's
right. Salem Road.
So I think the road is
going to
all the way along this right here. You can see the picture.
I'm sorry.
It's like up in this area.
So it looks like it's half flat, half.
Sure, and then all of these talk about the road easement.
I think it goes down like this, doesn't it?
I think on both sides.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Like there's a valley in the middle.
So a basement home could be built on it.
Down about, something, I don't know. But, I mean, it's got a road easement. Okay. And the question, then the question is whether the property out there by the trailer park is equivalent to 4,300 an acre, understanding what the, she's seen the road. That's the road easement, right?
Yeah, it all talks about the road easement.
Okay.
So went from 1,700 appraised to 100.
Yeah, it's gone up a lot. But unfortunately, that's not really a basis we can.
Is this hers?
It's a question of. Okay. You want to call?
Did they give any other evidence?
Can you show the P valve for that, Jennifer?
This is 46 acres, 24 acres.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County BOE.
Uh-huh.
We're calling. We're calling you back on your property appeal. It looks. There is a road. You had indicated on your appeal that there was no road, but there is a road easement on your land.
Right.
Okay.
There's no road there.
Well, I understand the road's not there, but there's an easement so that it can be accessed if you wanted to put in a road for the road easement. So I just want to make sure, clarify that with you. In other words, we understand that no road's been built, but there is an easement so that it can be accessed from the road. That's one of the things we were looking at. And we understand that this has gone up substantially. What's happened is that in going through the county, the assessor has done a land study to find out what per acre that properties would cost in a particular school district, taking the low end as to those values, and that's the valuation that they're giving. Did you by chance find any comps or anything like that for vacant land around you? Because,
no.
I mean, we really, in order to, we like to have stuff in front of us so that we can compare if we can.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're trying to give you some time to do. But I assume you don't have anything else. It's just a question of what the value of the property is.
Right.
Okay. What do you think the value of the property is?
$20,000.
I'm sorry?
$40,000.
$20,000. Okay, there's 24 acres there. 24, 25 acres.
So they've been paying $10.
24.
Yeah.
It was valued at $1,700. Where's the P-Val? $1,752.
Yeah. Obviously, it's at low taxes forever.
Forever.
Yeah, it's at low taxes forever. But.
And it's zoned agricultural versus residential.
Yeah, it's. So.
Do you think that area land value is high over there by 248 and 160, close to Reed Spring, compared to?
I mean, what have you got anything?
Southern School District of Branson.
I mean, if the assessor is assessing everyone the same at the value, then.
Well, I guess one of the questions is that per acre price out there on that property at fair market value right now? I don't know the answer to that question, at least at fair market value.
See, and land is all over the place right now because nobody has.
Right.
The same numbers, and that's where we're at. It could be 500 an acre, it could be 50,000 an acre. It just depends.
They got 4,356 is an average in the Branson School District. It's out there. So.
And it has road access someone could build on.